Macmillan Audio presents Report from the Interior by Paul Auster. Read for you by the author.
In the beginning, everything was alive. The smallest objects were endowed with beating hearts, and even the clouds had names. Scissors could walk. Telephones and teapots were first cousins. Eyes and eyeglasses were brothers. The face of the clock was a human face. Each pea in your bowl had a different personality. And the grill on the front of your parents' car was a grinning mouth with many teeth. Pens were airships. Coins were flying saucers. The branches of trees were arms. Stones could think. And God was everywhere. There was no problem in believing that the man in the moon was an actual man. You could see his face looking down at you from the night sky, and without question it was the face of a man. Little matter that this man had no body. He was still a man as far as you were concerned, and the possibility that there might be a contradiction in all this never once entered your thoughts. At the same time, it seemed perfectly credible that a cow could jump over the moon, and that a dish could run away with a spoon. Your earliest thoughts, remnants of how you lived inside yourself as a small boy. You can remember only some of it, isolated bits and pieces.